Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's start with a visit about the livestock futures here today. And cattle futures ended the week on a pretty good note on Friday.
Yes, they did, Dave. Now, we did see an interesting session as we had large gains. We closed positive, but the close was well off the session highs as this market really saw some profit taking and some hedging that pulled us off those highs of the day. Now, the live cattle had their highest trade on Friday since early November, and the feeder cattle the highest since early January. We also saw choice box beef down $1.19, select boxes up $1.27, on a total movement of 128 loads. Cattle kill Friday, 97,000 head. The weekly kill, 536,000. Cash feeder index up 46 cents. Cash cattle in the feed yards traded higher at mostly 138. We also saw the lean hogs trade mix and close mostly higher. On the close Friday, April live cattle were $1.50 higher. April feeders up $1.12. And April lean hogs, 35 cents lower.
We'll take a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's visit about the grain futures, and why don't you kind of recap how the grains ended the week last week?
Well, Dave, we saw the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close near, or I should say all scored new highs for the week, but only the corn and the soybean futures were able to close positive on Friday. Now, for the week, the May KC wheat gained 14 cents, May soybeans gained 17 cents, and May corn gained 7 cents for the week last week. Now, Tuesday is the monthly NOPA soybean crush report, and trading overnight in the grains has been mixed and in very good volume. May KC wheat now is 2¾ cents higher. May corn's up 2 cents. May soybeans are trading 2 cents lower. May cotton is 28 points higher. We're looking at April crude oil down 91 cents. We're looking at the June dollar index 31 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures trading 23 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866 Go-To-Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Certainly appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again this afternoon. And until then, for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.